The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Natalie Roddy and Lucy Herdman as well, as the Team Bath Next Gen squad has been announced for next season. Both of you, it's great to get you back on the podcast. And I suppose, first of all, Natalie, how do you think the Next Gen team did last season? It was second, wasn't it?
It was second. I tell you, if we'd have talked at the halfway point, we weren't feeling quite so confident. But, you know, in the first half, lost 4-1-4. Second half, lost 1-1-7. And so I guess some of that is the teething problems of getting your squad together and us, you know, new league, lots to learn. And I think we thankfully got better as the season went on, which was a real, you know, pleasure to be a part of and pleasure to see.
What was the first season in the Next Gen like overall?
I actually think it was a real success story, from a personal perspective, a real success story for the changes that followed from last summer with NSL 2.0. The games, I mean, I'd have to look back over it, but there was something like 10 games that went to extra time. There were something like 20 games that finished within 5 points. You know, it was, wow, a really healthy, dynamic, competitive league that gave opportunity to players either emerging who were pushing into Super League, you know, will be Super League players of the future, or for those players that potentially need a springboard to put themselves back into Super League because of, you know, injury or, you know, deselection or whatever it may be. And as a result, the league was really fiercely competitive.
Any games stick in your mind or any particular results at all?
our rivals Loughborough, obviously we're very similar in terms of our profile based at a university, and there is rivalry, but we also get on very well with the coaching staff, and I know lots of the players know each other. But you know, we went away and we were very thoroughly beaten, but then when they came to us, we beat them in extra time, real nail biter. And honestly, those two games were like chalk and cheese for us, and that the journey from one to the other would probably epitomise what we were about last season.
Lucy, you're going to be joining next season. I suppose the question there is, how much did you miss it?
Do you know what? I was saying to Natalie earlier that there's a few familiar faces in the Team Bath. There was some that were training when I was here for Fast Five, but even with all the new people, the new faces, it feels very similar, the culture and everything. So it's exciting to be back and just looking forward to getting on court, getting combinations gelling, and hopefully we can have a season like Bath finished the second half of last season.
And I suppose obviously Next Gen just fits better around your personal commitments as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I have had a rough few years with injury, and I think like injury's never good. There's no good time for it, but it did come at a pretty awful time given the change of the league and everything, and then obviously reducing players and stuff. So yeah, I think it'll be really nice for me to just hopefully have an injury-free season and to just really enjoy the netball and, good season at Next Gen with Bath.
Can I ask if things were all right with that injury just now?
Yep, all good.
All right with that?
Yeah, all good and ready to get going, basically.
Early days, but it's just the right bunch around training as well. How's training going at the moment?
It's been really exciting to get going. We've been in about 3 or 4 weeks, and the vibe is, they come with such energy, honestly. It's entertaining being around all the athletes and how they vibe off each other. It's a positive environment. They're challenging each other. They're working hard. So, I mean, from a coach's point of view, I couldn't ask for much more. I think, Lucy, you probably should comment from a player's point of view.
Yeah, no, I just think as well, like the intensity, you can see that everyone's pushing each other to be better as individuals, but then obviously ultimately to be better as a squad, even though there are new faces in, and it is, you know, there's I think quite a bunch from last year, but there are still a fair few new faces. But yeah, like everyone just seems to get on. I coming in wouldn't have, even if I didn't know already, be able to say, oh, they're all here last year, or who the new people are, because it just feels really well like connected. And then, on court training, the intensity just is really good, which is great. That's what you want.
And Natalie, it sounds like you've got the right group then, and pleased with that final selection?
Oh, delighted. I think we're coming in with a 11-12 from last year, and obviously some new faces to add extra strength, of which Lucy's part of that. But also within the training environment, we've got a development group as well that are sort of pushing and challenging those guys that are sitting in the next gen squad. So it's a really healthy, competitive, positive environment. I mean, I couldn't be happier at the moment. I think, we've got to challenge ourselves with a few preseason games and see how they go. But they're good markers. It just gives you ideas around things that we need to tighten up on, or, areas of focus, really.
Who are those against?
We've got a friendly against Dragons. We have Panthers and we have Forest.
Sponsors and sponsorship is obviously important as well as we head into the next season. The ongoing support from Flyhawk is there, but just being able to bring new people into Bath, into the way things are, why wouldn't you want to get involved?
Oh, can you hear that?
Yeah, that's my fire alarm. Sorry. Just let me open the window.
Okay.
Well, that was the first time that's ever happened.
Somebody's burning the toast.
No, it's not. It's bacon, which I wouldn't mind, but I bet there's hardly any left. So, sponsors are obviously important, but Flyhawk are involved and just being able to attract new people into the sport.
Oh, our sponsors, we've carried over our sponsors from last year, and it's amazing. The profile that we create, I'm hoping we're creating by all of the things that lots of these clubs are doing around social media, ticket sales, that creating an event around our games, all of that is, obviously, of course, the kit is amazing and it's a pleasure to wear the Flyhawk stuff. And I think, to attract and retain the sponsors has been a real, it's really positive.
Don't worry, that's going to be left in the final edit as well. Lucy... It's a real shame you're not part of Maria and Gretel's Fine Five, isn't it? Because knowing what you're like, you get 5 points for a centre shot and you're just going to ace some of them if you were part of that.
Do you know what? I think I read in the rules that your centre who gets the extra points can't actually play goal or tackle shooter. And I did say to everyone, I've played in attack, I've played in defence. I did say the comeback's going to be at centre court. So, maybe I'd ace that, but Natalie might have other ideas.
It's going to be a great tournament though, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just exciting. Like you said, you hit the nail on the head. And that's what, obviously, when I was with Bath last time with Fast Five, and it was just such an exciting day, like the atmosphere around those kind of tournaments and days are just incredible. And then, me, obviously, I like a long bomb, so I'd always like to play in those competitions as well. So, yeah.
Don't you just, and if your form is anything to go by.
We have everything crossed.
And mainly, just to say really that Southwest is still there, isn't it? So get yourself along to a game really and just see some of the stars of next gen in real life.
Yeah, I mean, the support last year was incredible. I mean, truly blew us away. And I think for the players, I don't think they anticipated quite the thirst that was still there for people to come. And if you get a chance, come, because honestly, the vibe around the game is brilliant. It's loud, it's full of energy, and, and people are kind of supporting. You can feel the energy in the room, but you can also hear it. And it's, we hope to be bigger, brighter, better this year. And, each time strive to kind of push it on from where we were the season before. So get a ticket, come along, because it's, hopefully it'll be a good day out.
Good answer. Right, I'll let you go. And more to the point, I'm going to try and source a bit of bacon that's wafted into the podcast office. So thank you so much for your time. And like you said, get along to a game if you can, because you'll have a really great time.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.